You're listening to episode 12 of the Remixed, Reimagined Morning Cool Down. I'm Karagat Warner, and this is a podcast for makers on a mission who want to craft an amazing life where living on purpose takes center stage. You're a creator, and this is your podcast. Wake up and make something magical. In this episode, I'm chatting with 10-year-old Ayla Hedrick, who wanted to come on the show to talk about her inspiring morning routine and what excites her most about this special time each day. I was so impressed by this little girl because she is so determined to write her book, and she uses her time each day before school to make this happen. She talks about how with just by getting up an hour earlier than she normally does, that she's able to make writing her book possible. So, without further ado, let's jump in and meet Ayla. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Morning Cool Down. Today you're in for a real treat because I have an extra special guest today. Today I'm joined by 10-year-old Ayla Hedrick, who has started her very own morning routine. She was inspired by her mom, Tabitha Hedrick, who has been a guest on the podcast and is dedicated to her own morning routine as well. Today, Ayla wanted to come on the show to share how she starts her morning and what inspires her most about this special time every day. So Ayla, thank you so much for being on the Morning Cool Down today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy to have you. So this is the first time that I have someone like you on the show. I've never interviewed someone that's 10. So this is really cool. I'm really excited, and I hope you are too.
I am.
Good. So you know, I wanted to just ask you a couple of questions because I think it's really great that you have your own morning routine. Is it like the miracle morning that your mom does? Is it the same idea?
Kind of,
but you have your own way of doing it, right?
So yeah.
Well, why don't we start, like, what, so tell me a little bit about you, like, what, you know, everyone knows you're 10, but like, what else, like, is there anything else you want to share about you?
Well, I go to a school called FHM, Free Raising Montessori. I'm in fifth grade.
All right, that's great. What, you know, Montessori, that's a really exciting kind of school to be in, right? I mean, it's you get to kind of do unique things that other kids, like in public schools, they don't really do, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And all right, so what inspired you to actually start a morning routine, or, you know, getting up early? Like, why do you like getting up early, Ayla?
I usually like getting up early so I can finish things easier and get my Bible study done and get my shower done and breakfast, and yeah.
That's great. So do you think that it helps you, like, later in the day? Like, if, you know, like in school or with your friends, do you feel like by getting up early that helps you be, you know, happier, you know, more just calm, that kind of thing?
Actually, yes. It just helps me focus on my day, and feel more energized. So
yeah, that's great. So how long have you been getting up early?
I just started 5:50 last week, but I usually get up at 6.
Mm-hmm. And so how much time does that leave you before you have to go to school?
I would say like an hour, almost an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so so did your mom inspire you? Do you feel like just watching your mom doing her own morning and seeing how maybe it made her more, you know, just happier, calm, you know, more calm, that sort of thing? I mean, do you feel like that really helped her? So you thought, why not? I'll go ahead and do my own?
Yeah, she inspired me because I've been watching her every morning, and it just looked like it was for me too. So
yeah. So what do you like most about the morning?
I would say I like it because it just helps me. Most about the morning, I get to write my book, like when I'm all done. So I like that most about the morning.
Oh, wow. That's right. So you're writing a book.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Now, did you do are you in do you do the NaNoWriMo thing? Do you know what that is? Did you ever hear your mom talk about the National Writers Month? Do you know about that? Kind of. Well, that doesn't matter. So, but yeah, can you tell me about how you structure your time in the morning? Like, do you have a little like system for, just to keep you motivated to write that book every day?
So usually it's the last thing I do. So I when I'm done with all my chores, when I'm all the stuff I do, that's the first thing I go to. I go to the computer and start writing my book.
So, can I ask you what your book is about, or is it a secret?
You can ask me.
What is it about exactly?
Well, it's about this girl. She's going on a field trip to a desert in Africa, and so she goes with a group of friends. She sneaks out of her school bus or whatever, and she meets a lot of new people, and she goes through a lot of hard changes and like terrifying experiences.
So do you like maybe write for 10 minutes or 15 minutes?
Usually I write as long as I can. Like usually I have 30 minutes left to write it.
Wow. Well, that's great. Do you write it on your computer or do you write it in a notebook? Like how do you like to write the best?
I like typing because just I don't know what it does, but I just love to type.
And it's faster in a way, and if you mess up, you can backspace and write again, right? So it's easier that way. Do you know how to type with all your fingers, or do you still haven't learned that yet? I learned that in high school, so maybe this is maybe you still have.
I don't use all my fingers.
No.
I just type.
So let me give you a little advice. When you get to high school, it's not to rush things. If you ever get a chance to take a typing class, definitely take it because I think that was one of the best classes I ever took. Because I love to write too, and I know your mom loves to write. And I love, so you get faster, and then once you learn where your fingers go on the keyboard, and you just get faster and faster. And it's the best skill to have, especially when you're writing and at work and school and all that stuff. So, well, that is really exciting. I can't wait to read your book. So when do you have a like a timeline? Are you that focused? Like do you think when you're going to be totally done with it?
Yeah, usually I'm done like around 7:40, like with all my stuff, even the book. So I'm usually done with to at 7:40, and then I leave for school.
That's great. And so do you have an idea for when you want to be finished writing the book completely, like as far as when you feel like it's ready for people
Release.
to read it. Do you have an idea on that?
I don't exactly
That's
yet.
okay. That's okay. You know what? You'll know when the time comes, right? Yeah, exactly. So that's what's so great about it. And I'm just glad that you're just having so much fun doing this. This is great. I'm really, because I'd love to write a book and I just don't have the time, I guess. But you're inspiring me to finally maybe make the time, Ayla. So thank you for that. So do you do this on the weekends too, your morning routine, or do you just you kind of take a break? What do you do on the
I kind
weekends?
of take a break. I have a different kind of a different morning routine with my weekends. I usually stay asleep until I wake up, and then I do the rest of my chores. I skip the shower, but everything else.
Right, because why not, right? If you sleep in, because you don't have to go to school. So if you sleep in, as long as when you get up, you do the same stuff, it's just a little bit later, then you're good, right? It's a good thing. So, let me ask you this. Do you think that, I mean, do you have any advice for somebody maybe that's out there listening? If you don't, that's okay too. But someone that's listening to this show, and they want to maybe start their own, morning routine, but they haven't done it yet. Why do you think they should start one? What kind of inspiration could you share?
I would say if I was talking to someone right now, I would say you should start a morning routine because it helps you get through your day and helps you focus on what you're going to do. And
Absolutely. Have you shared your, you know, this with other friends? Do you have any friends at school that do this also?
I don't know. They don't tell me really much stuff. Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. So, well, this is great, Ayla. And, you know, I'm really excited that you could join me today. This is fun. And like I said, this is the first time I ever interviewed someone your age. So this is all new and exciting. Is there anything else that you want to share or anything you want to ask me?
I think that's pretty much it.
Is that pretty much it? Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll have you come back when you finish your book, whenever that is. I mean, it doesn't matter when, but just to show that, wow, I wrote a book in the morning, like for however time I had, but just a little tiny bit of time, right? Just a tiny bit of time every day can turn into like an amazing book or whatever kind of project you're working on, right? Well, thanks for joining me today, Ayla.
Thank you for having me today.
Before I sign off, I do have one little favor that I'd like to ask you, and that is if you could hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review for this podcast, letting me know what you think. The reason I ask is because, you know, this is always going to help the show. It's going to help me produce a better quality show, cover topics that you'd like to hear, you know, any kind of guests that you'd like to see on the show, because that's, you know, that's my goal. And it is to benefit as many people as I can with this podcast. And it's always going to be free. So I have nothing to gain by asking you to actually leave that rating and review, other than it will really help me satisfy this wish that I have to help as many people as I can with the morning cool down. So if you could, hop on over to iTunes and you can search morning cool down. Cool down is one word. And you can leave that rating and review or go to morningcooldown.com. And you're going to see that really nice big iTunes button at the top. You can press that to leave that review. And also in the show notes pages, you'll always find the button as well. And also, I want to add, you know, I also have this podcast up on SoundCloud. So you can find me there as well. And I would love it if you wanted to start a conversation there, because I think SoundCloud is a lot of fun and you can engage with me there and the other listeners that are, you know, they are listening to the podcast as well. So it's a great community, soundcloud.com. So check it out. Check out Morning Cool Down Podcast on SoundCloud. And with that, I will leave you. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you next time. Thank you.